VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. A federal district judge on Tuesday sternly rebuked President Trump's first national security advisor, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, for lying to investigators about his contacts with Russia in the weeks before Trump assumed power in early 2017. But the judge delayed Flynn's sentencing. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports Flynn admitted to the judge that he knew lying to the FBI is a crime.
In a defense memo filed last week, Flynn said the FBI never warned him lying to federal agents is illegal. But at his sentencing hearing this morning, Flynn has told a federal judge he did indeed know it was a crime, and he does not want to formally challenge what happened during the FBI interview. The judge said he wants to make sure Flynn voluntarily pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI, and that he wants to go ahead with the sentencing hearing.
The judge told Flynn that his offense was very serious and that arguably you sold your country out. Sullivan said he could not guarantee that Flynn will avoid a prison term when he was eventually sentenced sometime in the months to come. Under pressure from a New York State lawsuit, the president's charitable foundation is closing down. Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
The Trump Foundation has reached an agreement to dissolve and to distribute its remaining assets to other nonprofits. New York State filed suit against the foundation last spring, accusing it of operating like an extension of the Trump business and presidential campaign. That lawsuit continues. Acting Attorney General Barbara Underwood is seeking millions of dollars in penalties. She also wants an order barring Trump and his eldest children from running any other charity. Lawyers for the foundation say its infractions were minor and that the Trumps wanted to shut down the enterprise anyway. A judge must still sign off on the agreement.
This is VOA News. Yemen's key port city of Hodeidah was calm Tuesday morning.